your community information station. KOZI and KOZI-FM Chelan.
It's just before 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. Second cup of coffee, and joining me in studio from the 7 Acres Foundation, Ben Williams. Good morning.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited. I drive by it every day. It's starting to happen.
Yeah. There's a lot less dirt there than there was yesterday.
Yeah, there's a lot less dirt. Things are underway. What's the plan at this point in terms of what they get done while the snow's starting to fall? How are they just going to keep working through it?
This fall, we'll just be doing some excavation.
Okay.
Primarily just site prep and planning to get it ready for next year. We'll probably won't be any construction happening till 2021.
Okay. I should mention that you are the chairman of the board of the 7 Acres Foundation, who is working to develop the community center.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. Give us a little more information if you can.
Well, the 7 Acres Foundation is a 501c3. It's a nonprofit. We're the legal entity that is funding and constructing the community center at Lake Chelan. We're a private foundation, but the intent of the project is to create a public amenity. So the community center would be a 44,000 square foot facility with multi-purpose meeting rooms, office spaces, gyms, basketball courts, volleyball courts, pickleball courts, pool, tons of other stuff.
Well, yeah, you got some great partners coming in too.
Amazing partners.
Yeah.
My job is actually super easy. We have an amazing board. We have great Ray Evans is our executive director. She's just fantastic. It's such a great organization to lead, and the people, I'm just super humbled to be able to work with the kind of people I get to work with. And all of our partners are just amazing organizations. Thrive, Only 7 Seconds, Be Fit, The Vine Coffee Shop. All these organizations have come out and want to participate and have partnered with us. And there are more on the way. So it's been actually, I like to say that my job is easy just because we've created a vision for something that will be fun and provide a valuable service in the community.
Yeah.
And groups and organizations have just come out and gotten behind it.
Yeah.
Which it's been kind of overwhelming.
That's very cool. Let's go back to the groundbreaking. Was the board happy with how all that went down?
Yeah, very much so. Of course, we couldn't make it a public event. We really wanted to be have it be open to the public, but it just with COVID and just was not a possibility. But yes, it went very well. It was a great chance to kind of celebrate the progress we've made.
And, yeah.
So a lot of great people came out for that.
It was quite a spectacle. I was a little sour about how it went personally because I went racing over for my photo opportunity with the gold shovel, and my group had already gone, so I missed out.
But that was my fault. I'll take responsibility for that. Yeah, I kind of rushed the digging of the dirt with the golden shovel.
It was very cool, though. I mean, it was neat, and you had to do it in stages, obviously, because of the COVID thing.
Right.
So.
Yeah, there were a lot of restrictions. That was the only thing we weren't happy about. Yeah. Everything else went great.
That was great. How are we doing in terms of fundraising? We still have a ways to go, but, man, you guys are really doing a great job.
But, yes, it's gone very well, and I'm extremely grateful for all the people and groups and grants that we've received. With so many folks have come forward and wanting to support the project so generously. And yeah, even with all the economic uncertainty of COVID and this year and 2020, it's been kind of a super uphill challenge. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just super grateful for all the money we've raised so far. We're probably a ways over 50%. We have some pretty big grant applications that are out there right now, which we'll hear about in the spring, early summer of next year. Mm-hmm. And should those grant applications go through, then we'll be well on our way, and the funding gap won't be very large. We still have a long ways to go, mm-hmm. But it's coming along really, really well. We've only not received one of the grant applications we've gotten out.
Wow.
There out of,
that's pretty strong,
five or six.
Yeah.
Different.
And wow, Brooke and Scott Isaacs. Wow. I mean, what an incredible donation they made.
I can't say enough in terms of gratitude for Brooke and Scott.
Yeah.
And what they've contributed, both in terms of their talents and wisdom, and Brooke as a board member, and Scott as a great friend.
Yeah.
Just you know, and on top of that, to lead the community and lead other donors and inspire other people to give generously, you know, to put up $1 million.
Yeah.
I can't say enough.
It's incredible.
Just if you're out there listening, Scott and Brooke, love you. You guys are the best.
That's awesome. Hey, now if other people want to jump on the bandwagon, there's lots of I don't want to call them. Is it sponsorship opportunities or it's naming?
Yep, we have lots of naming opportunities. Yeah. There are lots of different areas that if somebody wants to make a large donation or even smaller donations, we have things that could be named for, you know, relatives or you know, people that you love, or you know, there's lots of different opportunities like that.
Good opportunity to remember somebody or do something like that, memorialize them. So that's pretty cool. How do they make contact then with the foundation to get involved?
Well, you can reach me or our executive director. It's Ben@7acresfoundation.org or Ray@7acresfoundation.org. That's R-A-Y-E. We can also, our website, we have cc@lakechelan.org and 7acresfoundation.org.
All right.
Sorry, that's a lot of .orgs, but that's where you can reach us.
Okay. And anything else we need to get out, share with the community regarding the project?
Yeah, we still obviously have a funding gap. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not asking for, this is not a bond or a levy. We're not trying to raise any kind of public funds for this. This is all private donations and grants. So obviously we need the financial support, but more importantly, we also need, we need to get the word out. And so, we need people to be talking about it and to create energy and excitement about it. So tell your friends and tell your relatives and talk about what a great project it is. And, you know, particularly if people out there have access to, you know, high capacity donors and, you know, people who are into philanthropy, we are still trying to raise money for that. And so... like I said, we got a ways to go, but especially with COVID and all the economic uncertainty of 2020, it's a huge uphill fight, and I'm shocked at how well we've done so far.
Yeah, it's been amazing, and the impact this is going to have on the community is just you can't even say at this point, because it's going to be overwhelming. I think.
I think so. You know, the stars have really aligned so far this year with the. The new location being central to Chelan and Manson, kind of close to downtown within walking distance, all these things have, and our ability to donate land to the housing trust. It's just been
cool.
Super cool.
Super cool.
Like I said, I'm just honored and humbled to be part of it.
It's great. Well, good report. Good to have you in. Good to see the dirt moving. Good to see things underway. It's the Community Center at Lake Chelan, 7 Acres Foundation. And again, the website is cc@lakechelan.org.
That's correct.
All right. Hey, Ben Williams, before you go, I do have to ask you the question of the day. What's your favorite thing to do when it snows? We got a little dusting today, just kind of a little sample, but what do you like to do?
Well, my family would tell you that I just love to shovel the driveway. It's just so much fun. Actually, no, I like to ski. I broke my leg a few years ago, so it makes it kind of difficult. But
yeah,
that's probably my favorite thing to do in snow.
Ski. I like it. All right. Hey, thanks for coming and being on the program.
Thank you, sir.
Keep us posted. Let us know how we can help.
Okay.
All right.
Jeff.
Be well. It's Ben Williams with the 7 Acres Foundation. And again, that website, cc@lakechelan.org.